those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing
Voice.
Every
day I'm hustling, 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 hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
He's a savage, he's an animal. He's a different breed of person. He's not like us.
Why is he sucking George Foreman? He's already a tramp. He ain't no champ. Around here jiving, making a business out of it. I'm a champion. I fight everybody, every month, all of them, bar none.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see you, Bob. I hadn't started dancing yet.
He talks too much. He's ugly. He's pretending. I'm the true champion, and they make me the underdog. I'm going to show them all their own.
Muhammad Ali didn't have a lot of muscles. He wasn't all that strong. This man's present. You could hit him where you hit everyone else, but he was not willing to fall. He was not willing to be counted out.
I haven't convinced these suckers yet. I destroyed George Foreman. I destroyed Joe Frazier.
Because I'm the champion. I'm the real champion. There'll never be one like me.
Man, last night I cut the light off in my bedroom. Hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
I'm a bad man. I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of all of it all. All of my critics call. All of you suckers who write the rain magazine. I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to you I'm the greatest. We're going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. This is my last fight. I don't want none of you to miss it.
No special training. Just be at the fight. I'm ready to back up everything I'm saying. And I'm through talking.
SCS Promotions.
Let's look at the world. Let's look at the world.
What up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. And I'm still in my shirt with the Roly. What up, Danny? Buenos dias.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm swell.
You don't sound swell.
No, I'm swell. Like an end swell.
Oh, all right.
Swell.
So, what's going on, bro?
No, man, chilling, bro, chilling. You know, another day, fucking Friday.
Yeah,
every
another,
day.
Another podcast.
Another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Excited. We got a couple coaches in the building today.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man. I watched.
Always
the,
good
I
to
watched,
have some live interviews.
I watched, like, the first 10 minutes of the Million Dollars Worth of Game with Devin Haney, and then I fell asleep.
I haven't yet, man.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
How's it looking?
It's looking. You know, just looking. I saw one of the Instagram reels or videos that they put out on Million Dollars Worth of Games Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's funny, man. Pull that shit up.
Which one?
The one I showed you yesterday. It's on the Instagram.
Okay. Oh, wow. You're going there.
I mean, there's a few
shows. What is it? What is it?
M-Worth.
M-Worth?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yep. I think it's the...
Holy shit.
Oh, damn. I think it's the second one, maybe?
Pound this. Because if you ain't on the pound for pound list now, who the fuck is choosing the pound for pound list?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really...
Gotta be in the top five.
I don't really get...
This Sunday is going down. $1 million worth of...
I played for Penn State, though.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I think you're going the wrong direction.
When you know when the money hit, a lot of times
this
people change.
It.
We used to live in a time where you just
this
had to be
it.
A great...
No, but Tank got a belt, though. He do.
He got the regular belt, though.
What's that? So let him know what it is. What he got?
You know what it is. He funny.
They going to get it on.
He funny. And you know what? I'm going to salute Tank because when he was on here, he did say you got out on him in the smart. He said, you know, I got tired. He turned up a little bit on me, but it wasn't like how he was.
No, he lied. He lied, though. He lied because he said that he hurt me. He almost knocked me out or some shit. What did he say? Something like that?
Yeah, he said he almost knocked you out and Floyd had to grab him.
Yeah, that's cap. No, but Tank got a belt, though. He do.
You hear BH in the back?
Oh, I thought that was Wild, though.
Oh, damn. I thought it was BH.
It could be BH.
I don't know. I just heard somebody in the back. No, you don't.
Yeah, I heard that, too. Yeah, man. Shout out to these dudes, man.
They hustling, bro. Let me tell you. And they got them. Obviously, it just came out. But they got Devin maybe 2-3 days after we got him. You know, this
but who got him first?
I'm lost here. What's Tevin Farmer talking about in the comments? He said, at Wallow, it ain't like that B or bitch, right? Or bish. I don't know. What the fuck is this? Talking about his man Tank. I'm lost.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, I know you don't get it, but you got to decipher it. That's the whole point.
No, so what I'm going to do, I am going to go to it from my phone. I feel like maneuvering comments on Instagram through your phone is way easier than doing it on a computer. Yeah, because remember, like on your phone, they always put like the top comments at the top. On your laptop, remember, you'd be having to scroll for shit.
Nah, Tevin was on the top. Is that you don't follow people. So if you follow them, they put who you follow's comments first.
So, but I'm saying if I'm on my personal Instagram on my computer and on my phone, what's the difference? Like it's popping up on my phone, but it's harder on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about this comment right here. So, cause B then ish is like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that like bitch?
I would assume so. Or like bullshit.
Oh, bullshit.
But the way they have ISH, it's like maybe they're trying to say bitch without actually saying bitch.
Nah, it's usually is used for shit, right? Like, you know, like...
so maybe it is bullshit.
Maybe.
B shit? I mean, but he said ain't like that B shit talking about his man Tank.
Ain't like that bullshit talk. Oh, he's saying Wallow ain't like the bullshit. Ain't like the bullshit talking about his man Tank.
Okay. Wallow ain't like the bullshit.
Yeah. Did you see his facial expressions like when Gilly was talking to Devin like during that clip? Wallow was like, "Yeah, just need to happen." Like you know what I'm saying? He's like real, you know, kind of subtle. Like
you can say it down. Yeah, man, but what are we here to talk about today, this fine morning?
Tim Zhu wanting Jermell Charlo next.
He wants Jermell Charlo, but Eddie Hearn seems to think that it's too soon for Zhu to get in the ring with Charlo, and he thinks he'll lose.
I'm sorry, I just saw people in the comments.
What they were saying?
They said I was raised in the 50s.
Why?
For using the word swell.
Oh.
It's just funny. But yeah, man. So, once again, repeat that. Tim Zhu.
Tim Zhu wants Charlo next.
Correct.
And we'll have quotes on that. But then
I thought the fight was agreed on.
It's ordered, right? So he wants Charlo next. But Eddie, who has nothing to do with this, believes that Tim would lose. It's too soon. So I just merged both topics.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because Eddie is someone in this sport and his opinion does matter. And it's not like he's wrong a lot, you know? So I figured if we throw in the Eddie, we can not only ask ourselves, but the audience, does Tim Zhu win or lose, right? Eddie seems to think it's not the right time for Tim to get in there with Jermell. And I'm pretty sure when we ask, you know, favorites and winners, it'll probably be a high percentage for Jermell by knockout because Terrell Gachet, who's not really considered a puncher, was able to put down Zhu. So the Charlo fans are just going to be like, yeah, Charlo by knockout.
Well, I think it's a great time to put out a poll, Ness. You know, I think we put out a poll. I think it's a great time to do so, obviously. I do believe the poll will indicate that Charlo's a clear favorite, right? Especially with our audience. I understand that. But I want to see how big. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't even think we should do, like, who wins the fight. I think it should be, you know, is this fight ready or something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. Should we use Eddie's quote and you know, and ask, like, is it too soon for Zoo? But then it's a two-parter, right? Because he's saying Charlo fight is too early for Zoo. I don't see him winning. So it's two questions there. Is it too soon? And also, who do you see winning? Or is that the same question? Because if you think it's too soon, you obviously think he's losing.
Yeah, I mean, but what if, I mean, there may
or
be...
Or do we just put the whole heading and then put, is Hearn right, yes or no?
I think that'd be easier, and it's still we still get the same outcome. Yeah, the same results we're looking for. Yo, that's crazy. I've been looking. Tim Zoo's fought in some big venues.
Has he?
He has. He has indeed. Obviously, I'm sure that Jeff Horn knockout helped him out there in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, Tim's been doing his thing. He came over here without a belt, too. You know, and unlike Dillian White, and no shots fired, just saying, like, he didn't fight on an undercard. Wasn't he the main event with Terrell Gachet? And even if he was, he wasn't like, you know, off TV.
Yeah, I believe he was. March 26th at the Armory. Let's see.
I know. I remember the knockdown.
Oh, in round one, yes. Hard to forget.
Do we give people the option to hate on Hearn and put Hearn needs to mind his business?
You have to, of course.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Don't come to
me. But why would we give them the option when we know that Hearn is not only giving us content
actually,
and something
actually,
to debate?
No, because I feel like then the poll won't be as accurate with the question, so then we won't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might have people just selecting
so
that
because
answer.
There may be people that feel like, you know what, Hearn's right, but he still need to mind his damn business.
Yep. So just yes or no, right?
Correct.
So Hearn, Charlo fight is too early for Tim Zoo. I don't see him
right?
Winning.
Is he right?
Is he right?
Yo, what was the name of the town you did your Border Wars in Wisconsin?
Watertown. Should we put a third option? You have to take a shot at all the belts. He's the mandatory. If he walks away from this, he's not walking away just from the mandatory to the WBO or WBA. It's all of the belts.
Yeah, so just put he's mandatory, give him a shot.
Not give him. He must. It's too much on the line to walk away, even if you don't feel you're right, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, go ahead, champ. I'm with it. And if you with it, and you one of the 300 people watching live right now, make sure to smash that like button. Make sure to subscribe. Hit that notification bell. As we are inching our way to our next goal of 150,000 subscribers, we are currently, we have hit 146. So,
it fit perfectly. All the belts, he must fight Charlo. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like,
sure.
Come on, bro. How do you not take that chance? And no harm, no foul. No harm, no foul. You lose to Charlo for all the belts. Big fucking deal. Worse to lose to Charlo for one belt. You know, you're going for all the belts. You're trying them all. I don't know.
No, I totally agree. I mean, first of all, he's mandatory. He's in place, right? Came out here, cool. Put himself in position. He has the WBO. Fuck, it was like the WBO something, right?
Oceania? Pacifica?
But I'm like, you get what I'm saying? He put himself in position, beat Terrell Gachet, and I don't think he's ready. I don't know that he'd ever be ready, though. You get what I'm saying? Like,
what if he has his father's pop? Man, that made me think. Yeah, I mean, so was Trinidad. He got up and won. He had pop, pop, pop. That left hook hit.
I mean, I don't know. He didn't have his dad's pop against Terrell Gachet. Taroga says no Jamel Charlo.
Whoa. Then he stopped, Gachet? And I could be wrong because, you know, I forget that.
definitely did not. He did win by a narrow UD.
Narrow? I don't remember it narrow.
Yeah, I don't remember it narrow, but he won by unanimous decision nonetheless. And he has the WBO Global.
Global, baby.
Yeah, Global.
That's so weird because Global sounds like a synonym for world. So, like, if you're the world champ, what's the difference between being a global champ?
Well, I just don't think that world. Think about it. It's the he has the World Boxing Organization World Superweight title.
No, he's the World Boxing Organization super junior middleweight world champion. Because he's the champion of the world. He's not the champion of Texas.
Bro, it says WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
Uh-huh. That's
global super welterweight title.
Yeah. But you're looking at Zoo. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, what is the difference between that and the real champion who is the world champion?
We about to find out. Hold on.
That's all. I mean, it's all word game. I'm just trying to, it sounds so similar. Global and world. Man, I need the mailbox check, bro. I'm waiting on some dude wipes.
Shout out to dude wipes, bro. They took care of me. You know who put me on? Rick Ramos. So shout out to Rick Ramos. Shout out to Summer Lynn and Fight Stars because they got her on the Austin McBroom card in Los Angeles July 30th.
Mm. I just saw that, but I'm a little worried because didn't Austin not pay out his fighters last time? That's what iDubbbz was telling us.
There
were a lot of things about lawsuits and houses lost.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But his whole YouTube
channel.
That
could be YouTubers. What? It fell? A drop?
No, it's just his whole thing is like super like, like.
What do you mean?
Everybody.
Scripted?
Not just scripted. I mean, I've seen a lot of videos because like my girlfriend used to watch his channel a lot. And there's a lot of.
How do you feel about that?
She watches YouTube all the time. I didn't really care.
But why
she watched
him
it,
a lot?
Well, because it's like a family vlog.
Oh.
So it's him, his kids, his wife.
Oh.
But a lot
so
of
what
like.
What does he do?
Day in the life, daily vlogs. He's like vlogs is like what he's doing each day.
Mm.
But a lot of other YouTubers are like, yeah, this dude is like scamming other people or lying. And then he's had like. Rape allegations recently
whoa,
from
wow.
the last like 2 years.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy though, Ness.
What up?
So I'm trying to think why. Okay, so Rick, I brought up Rick Ramos.
You did bring up Rick Ramos.
Yeah, so
and
when
Summer Lynn.
Yeah, so when I brought up Rick, I thought of Summer because I saw the fight announcement. So shout out to you. Shout out to them, Rick and Jessica. Obviously, fight week for them in San Antonio. Jessica's defending her welterweight undisputed crown. But, yeah, bro, they sent me, like, two boxes of dude wipes.
Mm.
And I don't mean, like, just two packs. I mean, like, two boxes filled with packs of dude wipes.
Mm.
Yeah, so then they put me on. So
damn.
Shout out to them.
Blessed you, B.
Yeah. Yo, it's funny, though, because when you said, wow, WBO Global, that sounds a lot like World. And I was like, let me see what the real title is, how they have it written out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a WBO World. So he has a WBO World and he has a WBO
That's
Global.
That's what I'm saying. They change a little word here and there and they're making all this money. It's not – it's crazy. Because obviously we know, right, the fans, not every fan, you know. I'm sure in Australia when he won that title – people wanted to take pictures with it.
Oh, man. I mean, obviously, it's one of those regional belts that when you're people like when you get those belts, bro, they just help you in the rankings.
Of course. They move you along.
Like I saw a video of Mauricio Suleiman, obviously WBC president, saying how Devin has won literally like
five. All the belts.
Yeah, like five of their belts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
he's had youth WBCs and everything.
Yeah. So and it was because, you know,
it's like Amanasa. Little do people know, when he turns pro, he's going to have favor because he's fought in all the WBC tournaments, all the green belt challenges. And remember, green belts are sugar bird. So there's still a sugar bird tournament, but they're WBC, merger, partnership or whatever. So
right.
You know, you got it. You got them. It's relationships, man. We're like, we know it. Again, phrases in life are real for a reason.
No,
for shout
sure.
out to my man, DeAndre Savage, got the big win and posted on his social media. Right. So where is that? I think it's this one. Yes. So he posts the knockout. Showed it. Oh, good. You're fast. Boom. Puts him out. Right. And then he puts Dreamland Milton. You've been real quiet over there with your soft ass. This how you do a bum. You went six rounds with your bum. I'm knocking them out easy. I'll be seeing you soon. So I just like that they keeping their beef going. Like that shit, I want them to actually get that fight.
No,
and
sure.
I'm going to help remind people about that fight.
Hey,
see what happens when they eventually meet. See who really has all that energy. Because Milton is in shape. So he could easily, I'm going to say, outbox DeAndre. He don't look like he going to be able to cut the ring off right. You know what I'm saying? Screen share this again. He's pretty healthy right here. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty healthy right there. Look at that. Chicho's right there. So, you know, that could slow you down.
Yeah.
That could slow you down. Look at right there. Stomach a little big. But
no, he's just healthy.
He's got a good jab, though. Like, if he could keep Milton at the end of it. But Milton's tall, lean. But Savage got a point. Did you see? Let me pull up Milton's. Did you see Milton's last fight? I didn't expect it to look like that, especially since that was the highlights that he posted. You know what I'm saying? So, look. Cracked him with the straight. So, you know, but he ain't get him out. For whatever reason, he ain't get him out. And that's what, here they go. That's what old boy is talking about.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, and this ain't a big dude. So, right, he kind of smothered right there. He getting happy, though, because he knew he landed something nice.
Right.
Some more highlights. Oof. Shit. You seen the sweat fly?
To be fair, the guy was an undefeated fighter.
Really?
Yeah. 2-0.
How tall? I mean, is he a real heavyweight? Because he seems a little short.
He's 6'2".
Damn, there's people in the second rafters. Okay.
He's 6'2", but definitely a heavyweight.
Mm.
As far as weight, been 265.
Shout out to Milton. Stepped up the ring outfit. That should look good. Look at Mike. Ain't that Mike? There you go.
Oh, they stopped the screen share, champ. I can't see. Oh, there you go.
Shout
out to Otis.
Shout out Mike Leonardi. You know these guys, these Dreamland film crew?
I don't.
Well, you be knowing everybody and shit.
Nah. Hey, why my man sit?
Look who in the comment section. Our guest and the Cuban Flash.
He's gotten some work, obviously, with
Yeah. He was almost going to spar with Canelo.
Luis.
That's what he did.
Let's see what the comments saying. People saying, I predict Jermell does not fight for the rest
of
the year unless it's a no-name.
Jermell Charlo?
That's what they saying.
I don't know about a no-name, but I'll tell you this. You know, he could fight anybody he want. He undisputed. He's entitled. Let him get a Jack Catterall. But that's the beauty of Tim Tszyu.
Damn, you want my man to move up two divisions?
No, a Jack Catterall type. Like the same way
so
Josh.
Tim Tszyu.
Yeah.
A mandatory.
Oh, I was going to actually go to the IBF dude.
I was going to say because I'm pretty sure Catterall was even the WBO mandatory.
No, he was a mandatory for sure, but he wasn't considered world level.
But
he put himself on the world stage.
Now, did you see what Josh said?
Yeah, that he's going to fight him after Cepeda.
After Cepeda?
Yeah, I seen something like that. Maybe I got the name wrong, but he says he's fighting him. I just seen a headline yesterday that Josh said he's giving Catterall a shot after whoever he fights. What you was going to say?
Shit, the shit I seen, they made it seem like that was next. And he said the only reason he's staying is because he's tired of what people saying, people thinking that he lost, people thinking that
I wonder who's gonna pay for it.
It wasn't just an off night.
I wonder who's going to pay for it, because at the end of the day, Top Rank has to want to air that shit.
That's true.
And Top Rank has to want to pay for that and use their budget to pay for that. So it's like, in their mind, do they see it worth it? But it, where did it happen? Did it happen in his hometown? Because maybe the ticket sales make a difference.
Yes, it happened in Glasgow, Scotland.
So it might make a difference because of ticket sales. But if you're Bob Arum, right, you're a businessman, do you put Josh Teller in a fight with T.O. or a more notable name, or do you put him back in a vengeance fight with Jack Catterall, who was the mandatory, where you have no more obligations to that man? I mean, you know, I wish I still had my movie soundbite from Rocky right now. Let me see. Movies.
We got Steve in the UK saying Ben Salam and Sky will pay for it, Ness.
Pay for what?
The Jack Catterall, Josh Taylor fight.
Is that where it was at last time?
No, last time it was, you know, Top Rank and ESPN Plus.
And far as I know, he's still with Top Rank, right?
Yeah.
And as far as I know, he came out verbally on his Twitter yesterday and denounced being with Keenahan. He said, I have no more ties to Daniel Keenahan. I'm my own manager.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure he ain't trying to go to no Ben Shalom with a contract with Bob. Good old Bob ain't letting him go to no Ben. Last time I checked. But I was looking at movie soundbite.
Yo, what'd you think of, did you see what I sent in the pre-pro about Robert?
Yeah, that was interesting. You know I'm on everything. That was very interesting to hear that Robert Garcia says he's been flying back and forth secretly since December.
Since December.
That's a lot of time.
He said,
well, for all you dudes to think AJ took too long and he ain't been training, he been flying. I wonder how much that costs and how many times exactly.
Twice.
Twice for how many times at a period? Like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week?
I think he said a couple weeks. So I'm pretty sure it's in that pre-pro message that I sent.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure in that interview he stated, but I know he said twice. He said December and earlier this year.
Interesting. Because like 6 months from December to current date.
Seven.
And on top of that, well, no, you can't count July.
Oh, no, you are right. My bad.
So, but on top of that, it's like, give him 2 weeks each trip, which we know is hard to do. Let's be real. For those that don't know, this man has his own stable. And when I say his own stable, I mean his own stable. All the fighters are signed to him in a managerial contract, and those that are not are signed in a co-managerial. So, can he really leave more than 2 weeks?
I don't know, but obviously he's out there now, right? They're in Saudi Arabia right now, if I'm not mistaken. That's where the press conference is at.
So fuck Bam? Why?
No. He may be back by the weekend. He may be back by the weekend.
Big G?
He may be back by the
That's
weekend.
That's a unification.
It's not a unification.
Oh, Rung Ziao don't got the WBC?
Bam got the WBC.
So Bam got the who they gave the franchise to
Gallo,
down there?
Gallo Estrada.
So what, he's just fighting him to fight him? Oh, my God.
No. Remember, it was supposed to be Sobhan Vesai versus...
But
what's my man's with the back knee?
I just want to know.
What's my man's with the back knee? Cuadras.
Is the other dude bringing a belt, yes or no?
Who, Sobhan Vesai? No, he's not currently a world champion.
Oh, wow. Why the fuck is Bam fighting him?
Because he was the guy.
I'm going to watch that. We're doing a lot of fight chat. He's crazy.
He was the guy.
I wouldn't fight
line.
Him for no belt.
He was the guy.
But
in
he's
line.
Not the mandatory. I just won the belt. And it wasn't a vacant title shot, so there's no way I got to have a mandatory in my next fight. Only way you get a mandatory, matter of fact, two, is if you I said bye. If you fight for a vacant. If it was vacant, then I get you, but I can't believe he going into that fight. How was his last fight? Did he look weak or something?
No, he looked phenomenal, but
I'm not
it
talking
was
about Jesse.
Vacant, though. It was vacant.
Oh, well, then that's
it
what
was
it is.
Vacant, and that's what I'm saying.
So now he got
so
two mandatories.
So Ron Vesai was supposed to fight Cuadras for the vacant, right? So Ron Vesai drops off. So then Bam not just moves up in weight, you know, but obviously takes the fight.
Mm-hmm.
He looks phenomenal doing it. and now he's, you know, defending.
So
he had the option to go back down, but from what I've seen on social media, he has no plans to go back down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
None.
So Sarum Visai's last fight, how'd he look?
Sarum Visai?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Sarum Visai, his last fight, his last three, bro, they've been in Thailand.
Ooh.
They've been in Thailand. So
the last one here was a loss.
The last one here was a loss to Gallo. I was there for that at the
forum. Estrada, how he looking at?
It was a war. It was a war. It was a fucking back and forth war. But I thought, I actually thought Gallo won that fight. And, you know, it was the right decision. It was unanimous. But, yeah, you know, Sorum Visa, that's where he lost his title to Gallo. And then with all this shit that was going on.
So somehow this dude goes back to Thailand, gets some bullshit tune-ups, and he's in a title fight again as a mandatory? Fucking hey.
So Steve in the UK is saying that Taylor versus Cattaro was on Sky and Boxer in the UK, Ness.
Okay.
So I guess they're saying,
yo, why is Sarum Visai's name with Sasaka? What the fuck is going on?
So I don't,
why he got an alias, bro?
Yeah, so, you know,
you
so,
literally click on Sarum Visai and it changes itself. That's dope, though. Like, he's got a deal with Google or some shit.
Come on, he got a deal. Yeah, so Wisaxil Wangek is his, you know, birth name, and then Sikratat Sarum Visai is his alias.
That's crazy, bro. And Sikratat is like a part of Thailand, right?
I don't know.
Sisakat, Thailand is where he's from.
Okay. Okay.
Nah, man. Damn. Shout out to.
Yeah. So,
let me see this, though. He got 5 losses, 2 by knockout.
And even,
how old is he?
Even though his last 3 fights were in Thailand, bro, he ain't fought in 15 months.
How old is he?
He is.
Yeah, he is inactive.
Yeah, they got him as an actor.
I just remember them Chocolatito fights, and I'm like, damn, he getting in there with that dude for no reason? But let's see. Let's see. That's going to be interesting.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ness.
Mm-hmm. You think Bam stops him?
I really hate the fact that Chocolatito lost the first fight.
Mm.
I felt he won.
Mm-hmm. That shit was bloody, though.
And I think
it's like it reminds me of the Pacquiao Horn.
Yeah, but
so like judges could get swayed or confused with blood, man. That's why you ain't supposed to be hit.
Absolutely.
If you allow yourself to get hit, you put yourself in jeopardy, and a situation like this can happen.
Oh shit! Can you confirm this, Ness?
What?
Pugilism in the chat is saying that Robert Garcia said AJ cannot smile ever again after eating a big shot.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's probably trying to put that in his mind. But, like, I mean, we've interviewed heavyweights. They all say that they just don't think AJ's got that hunger. But we're going to see, because that big dude going to push his ass. That Mexican?
You think Robert got him out there?
I mean, I think Robert knows his fighter, and that's why he's out there. And at the end of the day, as the trainer, you pick the sparring. So, yeah, some from the outside looking in could be simple-minded to think that Robert is just trying to get his fighter some experience or exposure. But he may also know that that young fighter is fucking hungry, tall and long and mean. You know what I'm saying? And you need somebody to bully AJ in camp so that he could get that you know, get that gangster in him, man.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
Like, say what you want about Wilder, but he ran to the fire. That's all that matters. You know, win or lose, he ran to the fire. Not once, not twice, 3 fucking times. He's stubborn. That's, you know, a man that wants to win. That's a competitive nature. You know what I mean? Being stubborn sometimes isn't a bad thing, because, you know, it could also be perceived as persistence. You stay on top of something, eventually you're going to kill it. It's like that post, you know? You do something you love long enough, and that shit turns into something.
Oh, yeah, man. Who'd you see post that?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I saw you post that. I had to post it.
No clue, man. Shout out to Instagram, man. Algorithm be sending me the fire. So let me check where I'm at on this poll here. The question is, Hearn, more like a statement that we want your response to. It's a one of the parts to today's show. We're discussing Tim Tszyu himself wanting Charlo next. So let's make that clear. He wants the fight. He is the mandatory and it was ordered. But Hearn gave his 2 cents and he doesn't think Tszyu is ready. And instead, he doesn't see him winning either. So we are at 52% say, yes, Eddie Hearn is right. Fuck. 17% say no. And 31% is like me. All the belts. He must fight Charlo. It's like, how do you turn down this opportunity for all the belts? Like, a loss is worth it. All the belts are on the line. It's, you could get lucky, you know, not that luck exists in boxing, but, you know, hypothetically, you can land a shot that puts the guy's lights out and the night ends up being easier than you expected, you know? It's just too much on the line to turn that down, in my opinion. Way too much. It's funny because, excuse me, I always seen Tim Tszyu fighting Danny Garcia first, and maybe that still can happen now that Danny's moving up, and on July 30th, he'll be fighting David Benavidez Jr. I meant to say Jose Benavidez Jr., and that'll be his introduction into the 154-pound junior middleweight division. Depending how Danny looks, maybe he can still get a Tszyu fight. I don't think Danny's going to Australia, and maybe more people are willing now that they've seen Devin. I was a big fan of going to Australia because I wanted to go to new territories. But to get in there, it's so difficult. It's like, fuck that, man. Why bring a fight over there that so many people have to go through so much just to see can they make it? Like, fuck it. Just keep letting Tim come over here and, you know, be a world champion, right? Because Danny's fan base is here. And, yes, Zeus is over there. But it's all about dollars, what makes more financial sense. And I don't know the Zoo is an A-side in this situation with Danny Garcia. Can he put together the money and put an offer for a stadium fight with Danny? Maybe, but again, how much money is there for a non-title fight? He only did 100,000 pay-per-views in his last Australian fight. And those rumors of 10 million were not 10 million American. They were 10 million Australian. So, you know, I don't know. Your mic's off. You got to go like this. Told you.
Told you.
It's on now. This is all.
It's back on.
Sound activated, which makes no sense because when you talk, this should have turned on.
Yo, so you saying Danny versus Tim Tszyu?
I'm saying if Tszyu doesn't want it, the fact that Danny just moved up to 54, he's fighting. We have him scheduled here for July 30th. We'll be doing a live fight chat right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hey, by the way, Cash App, $TheBoxingVoice1, just in case. Maybe I should open that up so I'm not late on those. But we do have the show scheduled. He will make his debut at junior middleweight. And there was heavy rumors of a fight with Danny and Tim Tszyu initially. Maybe they could revisit that, but I'm just trying to make it make financial sense. Like, I don't know that there's money for a Danny Tszyu non-title in Australia.
I don't know. I feel like Danny's a name, though.
That's what I'm saying. But his name, his star power is here. That's why he's fighting Benavidez in Barclays. They're not fighting in L.A.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, Ness, is that it would be the biggest name on Tim Zhu's resume, and if they do it in Australia, I feel like the people would really come out. You know, it'd really be a big event, and people would support it. Obviously, Danny already being a two-division world champion. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it'd be a pretty big deal out there.
Again, no belt, though.
No belt.
How do you get Danny to go to Australia for a non-title fight?
Money. Lots of it.
Got to be a lot of it because I'm just saying, man, there's so much more Danny can do. He could fight Harrison.
Yeah, who brought up Danny?
I did because of the – because, right, so the poll is saying 53%. They're saying Hearn is right. So they believe he'll lose. So if you think he'll lose and his team thinks he'll lose and he's not ready, do another fight. What's the other fight? Oh, the fight we wanted. Danny's finally at 54. Danny gets to fight Jose Benavidez, see how he does at 54. Now negotiate a fight with Zhu. In the meantime, Charlo can handle, what's that dude's name, Malakuliev? Or am I saying that totally wrong in different divisions?
Oh, no, I don't even like that fight for Danny. I'd rather see him fight, like, Tony Harrison, for real.
And I said that, too. This is Mora... No. All right, we're going to get Jeffrey on the job.
Murtaza Leave.
Murtaza Leave?
Yeah, so I don't mind the Zhu fight or the Harrison fight. I'm just trying to think, like... Because you kind of made a point. I think the fight will be big in Australia, but I feel like a Harrison fight will be big, too.
For Danny?
Like, I feel like people...
I don't think Danny's taking a Harrison fight. Watching Harrison do what he did to Sergio Garcia, you know Danny's flat-footed. It's hard for him to cut the ring off. Look at the Peterson fight. Why get in there with Harrison? Maybe he could drop Harrison, but... I don't know. Danny going to have to change my mind. I don't even know if he's going to beat this Jose fight. But everybody's saying, oh, you ain't watched Jose's last fight. Jose's done. So I don't know. I was nervous. If Jose could come in the ring anywhere like he fought Crawford, I know that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But if he could come back, he could get that. He could get give us that one more of those fights. That's going to be a fight for Danny.
A little one last hoorah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jose, I didn't see his last fight, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that he definitely used to be a problem. But just remember that fight with Crawford was at 47, not at, you know.
Yeah, but both of these guys are small. Both of these are moving up. And truth is, Jose moving up first. I mean, he been up first. He been a bigger dude. He been out the ring, though. So he really been a big dude. So it's about shape. Is he in shape? Fighting shape.
Right. And same for Danny, right?
Well, Danny's never not been in shape. You know what I'm saying? Danny's never not been in shape. His issue is he don't let them hands go. You can't win fights, you ain't landing punches.
No, that's true.
So crazy, man.
That's true. But we'll see, man. July 30th. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, for whatever reason, I haven't made up in my head that Jose can come into the ring on some old Jose Benavidez shit. So I'm wondering, is we going to see that?
Yeah, no, we definitely should see.
What's
they're up? Saying Danny should boil back down to 47 and get that money for Conor Benn in the UK.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. He could have used his name better at 47, for sure. I think that he could still get a Thurman fight. I think that he could definitely get a Conor Benn fight in the UK. You know, does he bring it here to give Conor Benn his American debut? Yeah, but he could also go there and do a big ass stadium fight.
Definitely would be big out there. Damn, way bigger. I think that should be way bigger than a Tim Zhu.
And honestly, if Danny is the A-side, he could say, let's do a 51. Who is you? You need my name. You want it? 51. Give me like 4 mil. Kell Brook ain't had no belt when he fought Gennady. They gave him 4 mil, but Gennady's big. I don't know the
I mean, he had a belt, just not at middleweight.
You're right. You're right. But also Gennady's big, you know what I'm saying, globally too. So maybe he brought more international appeal.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure Kazakhstan a lot closer to the UK too, so.
You mean for tickets?
I'm saying, yeah, like, I'm sure his people was able to get to the UK a lot more, a lot easier than they would America. You get what I'm saying? So,
Let's open up these phone lines. You got Discord and all that greatness open?
Yeah, we had a guest for 6:30. I'm not sure what happened, but we should have Mr. Larry Wade in
the
building.
I wonder if this is spam. This is
at
so
8 a.m.
funny. It's got to be spam.
So we are going to open up the phone lines in just a moment. Just want to remind everybody the number to call in. 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. You're also able to call in via Discord. If you'd like to do that, might be easier for most. So just want to remind everybody the number to call.
The guest is at 7, not 6:30. Okay. Yo, why are they trying to hit me with the spam? So my hi, this is a representative of KFC. We would like to partner.
KFC.
Yeah.
The Colonel hit you up, man?
The Colonel, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yo, they trying to get me, bro. Like, we would like to propose a collaboration with TBV and KFC. I'm like, right.
TBV and KFC.
That does sound good. Finger-licking chicken.
Who we got, though?
Yo, if you haven't called our evening show yesterday night, Untitled with the fabulous Fiona right here from Las Vegas, and we were talking hotspots in Vegas, definitely head on over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out last night's episode, which also can be found all over the world on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. We got a super chat, $4.99, coming in from Chuck Supremacy. Did you get that?
No, I haven't got it.
First one of the day. Wasn't that the issue with Virgil and Franco? They both had fights on the same day, and he chose Franco.
He did. I mean, I felt like it was a. I would.
He chose Joshua Franco too, yeah, in a title fight. Virgil is defending WBA regular golds,
and it was either the second or the third fight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And Joshua, let's be real, he's got less power. He needs Garcia more than Virgil does.
But that was one of the...
I know that sounds probably like an oxymoron because Joshua actually became world champion, but you got to admit, if we're going off skill, or at least eye test, shout out to the butt tenders, Virgil has more, or has shown more skill than Joshua Franco. What do you think?
No, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. No, like I said, I'm pretty sure that was either the rematch or the third fight with Maloney. And, you know, Robert felt that his services were needed a lot more in Franco's
What's
corner.
The biggest name Garcia could leave unattended while dealing with AJ? Like, the biggest relationship he can ruin.
Right now?
Right now.
I'd say Bam. I'd say Bam.
Bam get frustrated, end up with Eddie Reynoso.
I don't know. They've been
Tita.
They've been with him
for
a while.
We just talking hypotheticals here. Ain't nobody telling your fighters to leave your dad, FYI. I know everybody listening, and I don't want to get in trouble.
They've been with them for
a
while, though. You got to think about it, too. Like, Virgil's dad was the head trainer, so it was always, like, you know, a bit more complicated. There.
I got a crown. With a $10 super chat, fat one. Good morning, TBV, fire emoji. Going to miss the morning shows as I'm going to the night shift starting Monday, but I'll catch the evening shows. Flex emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. You know you can always listen on the playback, champ. By the time you start work, on the evening, it'll be uploaded. So every morning show will be there for you to consume.
Catch up on.
Doing your work, you know. Yeah, man. And I hope you enjoy it. Anybody on Discord? As I'm going to open up these phone lines. Okay, I think I'm going to open up these phone lines.
Who we got? Who
Remember
we got?
To rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
So, yeah, the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. I'm also going to go ahead and drop the Discord link in the chat in case you want to join our Discord and call in using our Discord voice option, which allows you to call in from anywhere in the world absolutely free. No minutes or anything like that. No plans. Absolutely free and pretty good quality as long as you're not a truck driver driving around the world. Who's over there?
We got King Born.
King Born, speaking of truck drivers.
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old
dirty
bastard in a position like that, you know that I'm getting ready to bust your...
King Born.
Gotta unmute.
King Bone.
Who else we got?
Who else do we have?
We have Big Gucci Nick.
Big Gucci Nick.
What up?
What up? What up, Nets? Yo, shout out TBV, man. Nets doing a phenomenal job. Ringwalk Danny, like always, man. Always good to have you. Shout out to the producer. Everybody smash that like and subscribe, man. Listen, that Kim Zhu fight versus, I'm breathing hard because I'm like, Kim Zhu versus Jermell Charlo, man, no. Way too early for my man. But I understand what you were saying earlier in that. Like, who would want to somebody at Undisputed? That's, like, unheard of. It's stupid. You know what I mean? It'll be your biggest payday and biggest achievement. But on, like, a realistic look at it, man, I think he'd be getting knocked out from 8 to 12. Like, Jermell, I don't think he's ready for Jermell for sure. But, yeah, that's my call.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
King Born back.
Yeah, I agree. You definitely got to take your chance at Undisputed, man. You know, it gets no bigger. So I totally agree, especially for Tim, only 21-0. Do I think he wins? I don't, but you got to take that chance. King Born, what up? King Born.
King Born. Is it Discord? You sure the mic's open?
Yeah, he shows as muted, so he has to unmute on his end.
You got to unmute, King Born.
Come on, King Born. You got this.
Yo, you hear me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go. Listen, yo, Ness, as a former truck driver, you know when you do the regen with the truck. Listen, man, I love my TBB comrades. Love my TBB live chat comrades. Listen, man, we got Keyshawn Davis. We got Bruce. Shushu Carrington, we got Shakur, they all the Frankie Lamas. They all the new Frankie Lamas up in the place. You know what I mean? This shit was Zoo. Yo, her, you listen to me. Need you to get tanked. Fuck Mayweather. I need you to get tanked, man. Put the pressure on Tank, man. Get this shit going on, man. I don't think Tank gonna be his best as a Tankomaniac. And that's all speaking for the Tankomaniac, so we get the fuck away from Mayweather, man. That's what it's all got all these new Frankie Lymans up in the joint. You know what I mean? The young boys, the young stars, a.k.a. the Frankie Lymans. That's what needs to go on, man. And I'm going to give y'all my pound for pound. Like I said, Better Beaver's a Terminator. He's a Russian Terminator. He's a killer. He's number one is Bud. Number two is Shakur. Number three is Charlo. Number four, Better Be. Number five, gotta give it. I still gotta give it to Fury. You know he turned it to 500 million. You know what I mean? And of course, I'm gonna put Tank six, Spider Crab seven, number eight, Stephen Fulton.
Cut it. My man put a dude with an interim title on the pound for pound, bro. You dudes need to just stop it, man. Al in the Bay.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? What's up, man? Hey, man. Tim Zoo would be crazy not to take that shot, man. You feel me? He took some step aside money at first. You feel me? To let them fight. You feel me? Then he go beat Gachet. And it's like, what do you do next? You gotta go big or go off, you know? Go big or go home, feel me? And I would go big, feel me? No matter what. Because he's not gonna get that shot anymore. You know? Once you pass it up twice, it's not gonna come around again. Don't everybody get that shot plenty of times. There's not too many belts to go around. So if he only take it now, he might not never get that shot until he's like 40 something. That's my call.
Hmm. Damn, 40, son. I don't know if it'll take that long. But let's keep in mind, for those that are forgetting, Anthony Yard didn't take his shot. He waited, and then boom, he got Kovalev at what he thought was the right time, and it almost worked out for him. He almost beat him.
Almost.
Jamal, close that cash register, champ. What's up?
Yo, what it do, man?
What up?
Man, I'm just, man, look, Tim Zoo would be crazy. Shout out to Boxing Boys, by the way. But Tim Zoo would be crazy not to take that shot. And I look at the 154-pound division, and I'm like, look, man, even if he don't take that shot, who else is really going to, you know, surpass him? And, I mean, who is it, Fundora? I think he the WBO mandatory or whatever.
He's the WBC interim.
Interim, okay. So, look, I'm going to tell you this. Jamel going to have problems with Fundora, bro. Like, that straight that way. He going to have – if he wait and fight Fundora, he going to have problems. That's the dude I think is the dark horse of the division. For one, I don't think Tim Zoo ready for it, you know, to be undisputed right now, but he'd be crazy not to take the shot, though, honestly. But that's my call, though.
All right. What about you, Danny? You think he'd be crazy not to take the shot?
Yeah, I think he'd be crazy not. Like I said, man, you got to.
Yo, but remember, if you win, that's it. You're the king, and there's a lot. You know, a lot to deal with when you get all them bells. A lot of people coming at you, man.
Nah, I hear you.
How old is he? Is he still a kid or something? And I don't mean kid, but, you know, is he still, like, young? If you're on Block Talk and you're like, man, when are they going to get to me? You haven't pressed one. You ain't pressed one.
27.
Nah, it's time. It is time.
Yo, there's a fight that we missed, bro.
What?
That we ain't put on the schedule.
What?
My man's in the...
Who?
Jonathan Gonzalez, bro. He defended his title this weekend.
Mantequilla? He ain't from Puerto Rico.
No, Bomba. He from Puerto Rico. WBO champ. 108.
Hmm. Never heard of that dude. The only Jonathan Gonzalez I know is Mantequilla.
Yeah, he didn't. He beat Elwin Soto in his last fight for the title.
Mm.
Elwin Soto. But who we got next, Austin? Who do
we got? Majin?
Don't we have our guest here?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought I seen somebody over there.
That was Bo.
Hey, Bo, what do you know?
Hey, Bo, happy birthday.
We do
birthday.
Have Majin.
Majid, what up?
Why y'all keep saying Majid? It's Majid. Unless I'm wrong.
Yo, y'all can hear me today?
Yo, is it Majid or Majid?
Not much. Everybody needs to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. Shit, man. I'm like, if he the mandatory, I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Go beat you up a little Australian, get that crowd mad. So the way I see it, I'm like, fuck it.
So is it Majid or is it Majid?
What? Ness made the name up. So what is it, Ness Majid?
Oh, shit. So it's not?
Hold on. What you mean, Ness?
Said his name's Sid, but he always been going by Majid.
Yeah, because
so
I told you like it was. I told you it was Sid like five times, and you still heard Majid.
Bro, so hold on. So Ness just forgot your fucking name, and you just stuck with the name that he gave you.
I don't think that's true.
And Majid just disappeared. Oh shit! Who we got?
We got Hawk
in Maryland.
I will say his Skype used to say Majid is Sid. His username.
Yeah, you're right.
Majid is Sid.
Yo, who the fuck messaging Eddie Hearn?
Me? He hit back?
He said, I'm doing a press conference for Usyk versus Joshua, crying laughing face. What? You probably asked him some dumbass shit. Like, yo, Eddie, you hop on the show, even though you're in Saudi working right now.
It's different time zones. How am I supposed to know that at 7 in the fucking morning, he's working over there, wherever the fuck he's at? At least I'm trying. It's called persistence, people. Is he not hitting me back with the dialogue? We would have had him had he not been in Saudi at Joshua's fucking press conference. Persistence. Know what I'm saying? Who's on the line?
We got Hawk.
Hawk!
Yo, so if he hits you, he like, yo, oh, you know what? We could just get him after this weekend and be like, yo, what you doing Sunday?
I mean, bro, my man responds once a month. So if he just responded, countdown 30.
Bro, it's crazy that he responded. The press conference literally starts in 20 minutes.
Time is he could jump on. I said, give me a few minutes. Hawk in Maryland. Give me a few minutes. Holy shit.
Great show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out. Yo. DPV, what's up? Ness and Ringwalk.
What up? You know,
ain't too much, bro. You know, it ain't no sunshine once tank's gone. But,
sunshine when tank's gone.
There you go. Hit it, Ness. I got to say this, man. I agree with Eddie Hearn. I think Tim Zoo is not ready. I think he's going to get crushed. But for the people that think like me, I also remember sitting down about 3 or 4 years ago and watching Andy Ruiz fight Anthony Joshua, and everybody thought he was going to get crushed. And he's changed his life forever since then. So, yeah, he need to go for it because they're only one punch away from wearing all them belts and collecting all that bread. So, yeah, he go ahead and go for it. I think he'll lose, of course, but. Yeah, Andy Ruiz is the perfect example of why you go ahead and take the fight. Everybody thinking you can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. What other thing y'all was talking about? What other fights this weekend?
Bam Rodriguez is this weekend.
Oh, no, that's not what I was trying to talk about. The Anthony Joshua situation. So he's been working with Robert already for a minute.
Since December.
Yeah. So, yeah, Anthony might be ready. That fight ain't but for 2 months, ain't it? Got another 2 months on it.
Yes, 2 months as of yesterday. It's August 20th.
Another same situation. Punches chance. People think Anthony Joshua can't win. Man, once you get in there, he can win. So, yeah, I'm glad he's been working with him already, though. So, yeah, that's great news.
Yeah, I was actually concerned about that. I'm like, damn, man, like you was looking for trainers so long ago. Like, why now?
Right.
Why wait till now? But
so it's good news that he was sneaking off to train
absolutely.
Him.
You know, he's been focused, locked in. Good for him.
Robert got a big heavyweight though, don't he?
Yes, he got a Mexican, big as hell. I'm talking like wow, the big
dude.
But he bulky. I think he probably like 250.
I don't know about that bulkiness.
240? Nah, he got more muscle.
Don't we got video of him?
Somewhere.
I mean, didn't you?
I wanna ask,
Go ahead.
Okay, just one quick thing. Do you think Robert should have him working with smaller, quicker fighters opposed to working with the big fighters?
I don't know, man. They said, you know, they're going in there to destroy, man. So I don't know if it matters. As long as you're working on a game plan, I guess.
That's right. All right, well, yeah, TBB number one, keep up all the great work. Hit that like, hit the subscribe. Everybody's up listening and hanging around and getting involved and enjoy the shows. All you got to do is hit the like button to make the show grow. I'm out. TBB, y'all, number one.
Damn, my man named Boogeyman Matthews. Shout out to you, champ. Young boy. You know who that is, Boogeyman Matthews? That's the kid that was doing the pad work. Doing a pad work with Bones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like we got our first guest.
Yes.
Oh, who's that going to be? Is it Derrick Jackson or Larry Wade?
Coach DJ, Mr. Derrick Jackson in the building. Our strength. It's crazy. We got back-to-back strength and conditioning coaches.
Uh-oh. We gonna see.
Yeah. So
who's strengthening the best coach?
Uh oh.
Or who's the best strengthening coach? Nah. They probably, you know.
And for those of you wondering, well, actually, we'll wait. You know.
Yo, so that's
let
it.
Let them know who coach.
It's getting hella buzz. Big Baby's back in Argentina. It's over.
Yeah. Yo, I wonder what happened though.
What?
I'm saying he was supposed to be fighting this weekend here in Vegas.
On what card?
His own card. On Triller.
Triller.
And then I don't know what happened.
Triller. Yeah, Triller wilding. They need a heavyweight like that that's going to talk that smack. You know what I'm saying?
We got Coach D.
Coach, what up, what up?
What up with it?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you feel?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Another day, another great podcast.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. D, you're going to get it.
So how are you?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm loving Vegas, so you know, I can't complain. I wake up every day to do this wonderful show, so it's never feels like work. I get to meet amazing people, and you know, hopefully we find out about your story, man. What got you into strength and conditioning?
Man, you know, training. I love training. I've been doing this since I've been a kid. You know, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, bro. And it's just, it became a part of me.
Mm. So how long ago did you start?
Man, 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has it always been strength and conditioning in boxing? Do you come from track and field? What is the background?
Fitness. I've been doing fitness for forever. And the whole background started with me is just bodybuilding.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I just kept it going from there.
So anything specifically from your fitness or bodybuilding days that I guess led you to believe that you would be successful as a strength and conditioning coach for boxing?
Yeah.
How'd you do that transition? What made you transition?
Well, because I also was boxing as well.
Okay.
You know, back on, over on the East Coast.
All right. Are you originally from the East Coast?
Baltimore.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Shout out to Tank.
All day. Shout out to Tank. Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. So you from Baltimore, but you be in the gym with Devin Haney. Yo, why you ain't switch the camera faster than that, bro?
Hey. And the bounty hunter.
Oh,
and
Keith, that's
Keith.
Right.
And
yeah.
Keith.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keith out here making noise,
yes,
man.
Yes, he is. We working hard, you know. And I mean, you know, one thing I'm going to say about Keith, he don't stop. He don't stop. I see him in action. Hard worker. Hard worker.
And by he don't stop, you mean in the ring or you mean when it's time to train?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Definitely when it's time to train because I train him.
Coach, I want to take it back a little bit. Obviously, being from Baltimore, you know, what made you leave and how'd you end up in Vegas?
That's a great question, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. what made me leave was I want to change. You know, I want to change, and I needed to evolve in a way for myself that I felt as though that I could not do back home. I felt like I reached my peak.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And if we're going to get deep, you know, I'm really from the street. So I had to really just, if I wanted to change that, I had to change my mindset first and then make that next step to better myself first and then my family. So me leaving Baltimore was the first step. Shout out to my city because it made me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? But I needed to evolve for myself. Self-preservation comes first.
Mm-hmm. So at what age did you make that choice? And at what age did you, you know, realize like, okay, it's time and make that move?
I think I might have been, Twenty-four.
Okay.
24. I moved to LA first.
Okay.
You know,
why LA?
I don't even know. I just took off.
What?
Just took off. Yeah.
Car, train, what?
Plane.
Oh.
You
so
know.
You knew you was coming to LA then.
I knew that for sure. You know, and when I got to LA, boots on ground, passing out business cards, training.
Personal trainer.
Mm.
And then, you know, just got on top of it from there. I just never stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got over to the West Coast with no job, just a plan.
It's the plan. No
or
job.
Or an idea.
Both. There you go. Because I had a plan first.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you didn't know anybody out here that was offering you anything? Not just job, but a place to stay? Or, I don't know.
A helping hand.
Yeah.
Like you ain't know nobody in LA?
Ride.
Nobody in LA.
Mm.
Why the hell you just get up and go to LA then?
That's what my heart told me to do.
Mm.
You know? And I mean, from there, I just ran with it. You know? You know, I felt like as if I go over there, we I'm going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to figure it out because, I mean, I'm coming from the jungle.
For sure.
Yeah.
The jungle.
So who was your first fighter that you worked with?
Actually, I wanted to ask you because when you got to LA, you was just into personal training and not into boxing.
Correct.
So what was it in LA that got you into boxing? Because I see some throwbacks with Sam Watson and, you know, things like that. So I'm just curious how that happened in Los Angeles because there's a lot of boxing in LA. So what specifically was it for you in LA?
Just the overall training, you know, and I mean, just meeting different people, networking, you know, and when I got into that realm of boxing, a lot of the, and you know, fighters at that time was filling my training, you know, so I just kept it on that same path.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, so who's the first fighter?
That I worked with?
Yeah.
Man, that's a good question. What was the first fighter? I can't remember.
So outside of Keith, what are other fighters you have worked with?
Keith would be the main one.
Okay.
The main one that I really started to really get in depth with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for sure. But I, as far as the actual training with me, strength and conditioning is where I really base everything on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I thought I seen you training like Sean, Keith. I felt like I walked in the gym one day and seen you doing kind of like a circuit with them, like where it was three of them or maybe four of them doing the same
yes
exercise. I believe Bo actually recorded it. And you had them doing some core shit.
Yeah, it was core and quads to be exact. You're correct about that. Mm-hmm.
So I just assumed you trained all the Bones fighters. So it's just Keith.
At the moment, it's just Keith.
Mm.
You know. However, we are working towards other fighters in the near future, for the near future.
So for you, when you focus on your strength and conditioning, how in-depth do you go? Do you focus, like, do you take care of, like, the nutrition aspect of it as well? Or are you at least letting them know, like, this is what you should be eating? Or, you know, break it down, like, you know, a day-to-day with you and Keith. Like, what is it? What is your role? And, you know, what can a typical day working with you be like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. With me and Keith, it's definitely conversations being held in regards to what to eat, what time to eat it, and when you should eat, you know. The regimens in regards to us training is definitely deep as well, you know. So I get into every aspect of the body with him, you know what I mean? Because that's very important and it's key.
Mm.
So what was it about you that I guess made Keith take that leap of faith, since you're the first, I mean, he's the first fighter you got?
You know, great question. And I think that goes back to before the pandemic. Hasim Rockman brought me over to Bones Adams Gym in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And Hasim told Bones and everybody else that, hey, it's the guy you want to get everybody in shape,
mm-hmm.
right? So from that point on, I pretty much, you know, gave everybody that was in the gym a test run, a trial and error, you know what I mean? And Keith was one of them. So when I trained Keith that particular day in 2018, Keith remembered the workout. And we went from there from this year.
So being as though this is your first fighter, what do you think you're bringing to the game? Because ironically enough, we're going to have a very well-known strength and conditioning coach on in about 40 minutes, Coach Larry Way, who's also from here in Vegas. You know, his background is obviously strength and conditioning and track and field.
Mm.
And now he's transitioned into superstar boxers, really, like he says on his shirts, man, he builds champions. So I'm just give us a little bit of, you know, I guess what it is that you do and that clicked with Keith, and, you know, how you bring or will make him better.
Style is different. My style is different. And shout out to Coach Larry Williams. I heard about him as well.
Wow. You never met?
Never met before.
Damn.
Yeah, shout out to the brother, you know. He paved the way, so I'm going to keep it real,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, my style is different.
In what way?
High intense training, you know. I've heard it from many different people of my style being different, and I'm not just saying it for myself, but this is what the people say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just agreeing in regards to what the people say.
So when you say high intensity, what mm-hmm. exactly does that mean when it comes to training a boxer?
Never allowing a boxer to let up, because in the ring, your opponent won't let you let up.
Mm-hmm. So what type of workouts are you doing with Keith to ensure that?
Oh, man. It's
so
many.
Honestly, he's not a mover in the ring. He probably is agile, but he's, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much like, I don't want to say flat-footed, but, you know, he's not on his toes is a better way to describe Keith. He's more like, I feel like he's a little bit of a wide stance. He likes to kind of paw
mm-hmm.
so he can loop something around. So I haven't seen him use high intensity, which I would just relate to a boxer moving, mm-hmm. you know, a Keith Thurman, I don't know, someone that moves a lot.
Bam Rodriguez moves a lot.
What, the Bam from this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I seen his last fight. I felt like he was in that pocket. He liked
but,
to be inside.
Yeah, but I'm saying he moves like he'll pivot, he'll turn, like he'll move a lot.
Like Devin. Devin is a mover. He pivot all fucking night that day. He was, you know, running circles around George. So that's where I assume high-intensity training would most benefit, is a person that uses the ring completely. So I'm just trying to figure out what other exercises that he's doing. Obviously he has it because he's training with you, and he just hasn't had to show it in the sparring that I've been privy to, which mm-hmm. I'm new.
Well, yeah, because him and I, we just started together, I say a month ago.
Okay.
You know, So give us some, give us a little bit of time, and you'll see a difference. You know.
Oh, I'm not saying that there isn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that based off his style, I haven't seen him do use it. So I don't. I'm asking you, what are those exercises that you have him work on to give him that explosiveness and, you know, that
high
stamina,
intense,
that
right.
high intensity?
Definitely, like wind sprints for sure.
Okay.
Wind sprints. With the cape on the back, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a parachute.
Like a parachute, you know. Heels, definitely a lot of heels, but different ways of doing the heels, you know. Just starting with high intense speed up a hill, you know, to increase that that leverage when you are in the ring to continue to have that endurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's the most key thing. When I think of strength and conditioning coaches, which is pretty new, let's be real. Like 7 years ago, not every fighter had a strength and conditioning coach. Now, all of a sudden, every fighter either has one or wants to get one, you know? So when I think of strength and conditioning, I want to assume that you guys are adding endurance and stamina for that fighter, not just physically looking in shape, physically making the weight, but being able to fight. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I consider Larry one of the best because of his trial, and it's proven, right?
Mm. You got a track
some could
record.
Say, some could say it's the fighter and it's genetic, which there is a debate. I don't know that we'll ever see another Sean Porter again. But Larry Wade has more than just Sean Porter that have been able to become world champion and show, you know, good endurance and stamina in the ring. Alex Ariza, before the, you know, before his name got muddy, he was the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wanted Ariza. So
what's the other one?
Bro,
the Hispanic,
Canelo.
The Hispanic guy.
Canelo's guy.
He's real.
Fucking, he had Andy legs looking like, sheesh.
No, I'm saying, what's that? Memo.
Oh, yeah, Memo Heredia. And he got a little bit of a track record,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying.
But
like,
he was with Marquez. He's been with Nadu Jack, bunch.
But that's
bunch.
What I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think of other guys that have maybe been around a bit. But
Conti. He's strength and conditioning.
Mm. Yeah, Victor Conti.
Yeah, Victor Conti. Handi from New York City that Clarissa uses. Mm-hmm. Berlanga used to use. Jacobs used to use. There's quite a few. I'm telling you, they're starting to
pop up.
Be more and more, I guess, relevant you guys been in the sport. I always thought it was necessary. You know, when I would interview, and it's like, you don't have a strength and conditioning coach? It's like, it's like driving a car with no seatbelt. You know, you got to give yourself all the chances at winning.
Coach, I got to ask you, being from the East Coast,
yeah,
a lot more humid. I've been to Baltimore. So the weight cut in a humid location versus a dry location that we are here in Vegas, is there a difference for you? Like, when, you know, if you're working with somebody, even like you said, you used to do the bodybuilding and shit. I know y'all cut weight and things like that, and
Right. It's
very low body fat percentages.
Correct.
So is there a difference, you know, in humid versus dry, like from your end, from a coaching perspective, like is there a difference? Would you have fighters or just anybody you're training do different things to get that weight off of them?
Yeah, it's the difference for sure. The humidity makes you feel, it seems a lot more hotter. You know, and it is because it's humid.
And you're sweating, right?
You're sweating constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, for sure. So I would definitely say it's a difference.
Easier to cut the weight in humidity, you know?
Correct.
I feel like, is there a difference? Like, no doubt about it. I walk out of my Florida home, I'm sweating.
Right.
The humidity makes me sweat. So out here, it could be 109. I'm not sweating, but if I start working out,
you're going to sweat.
I'm pouring.
You're pouring.
Like yesterday, it wasn't even 100. And, bro, that jump rope had me dripping.
And I think that's the desert. The desert heat is just different.
Yeah, it is.
Different. Yeah, for sure.
So
they're asking, are you certified? Which I don't even know what does that mean. Is there a curriculum you have to take now these days to be a strength and conditioning coach?
Well, I've been certified through ACE training. So it's all in one when it comes to that training of being certified. and I've been certified for the last many years. Difference recertifying after a certain period of time.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were saying?
No, it was just crazy. For me, do you feel that like now that you've been working with Keith and being here in Vegas, that maybe there's more eyes because of? Yo, it's Vegas, and you never know who you're going to run into. You never know who's going to walk into that gym. Obviously, social media is a crazy world. People share and repost. So have you had any other big people reach out, maybe outside of boxing as well?
So far as now?
Yes.
Or not at the moment.
Okay.
No. Yeah, but I will say that's a good question because I'm like that guy that no one really knew about. In this realm,
mm-hmm.
right? However, I'm going to let my work speak for itself to where as though all eyes would be on me when the time comes. Because, you know, it takes time to build that resume,
yep.
you know? And however, when you come across that right person at the right time, it is show when it's time.
And you think that's Keith?
I believe that's Keith.
Why?
Because Keith is he has the ability to become a superstar, you know, and his history of boxing, and having a name for himself, you know, will help me promote my brand as well,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's all about timing and leverage.
Do you think that it could be a bit frustrating because it's you playing the long game? Like you playing the long game because
yeah.
obviously not just does your product have to work,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to take time. And in order for it to show that it works, you know, it's going to take time. So that means that a fighter, not just Keith, but anybody would have to be with you for a certain period of time in order for it to show like,
mm-hmm.
yo, my shit really worked.
Yeah.
You find that to be maybe a bit frustrating or maybe a bit discouraging because it is a long game that you're playing.
I agree with you, but you know what? Never frustrated because I have patience and I understand that everything takes time, you know? So with having the patience to understand that, you know, just always being on site to take care of business, that time will come, just like here, like now, on your platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought that I'd be on your platform to sit here and talk to you guys about what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all about timing. You know, and I mean, you know, the weight game, you know, is definitely it could be for some, but not for me. Frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So how were you able to put together a curriculum for your fighter? Like, how did you know what exercises would work and translate to making that fighter better in the ring when you've been fitness and physique
yeah.
more, right? Like you're looking to look good, not necessarily perform great.
Well,
originally,
I'm saying. Yeah, I got you because I've trained athletes before this as
okay.
well, like Booby Gibson.
Okay.
You know, getting ready for the NBA. You know what I'm saying? The Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I've trained other athletes that I have non-disclosures with as well. You know, so when it comes to, you know, that particular point of understanding, like with, for an example, I'm going to use Keith. You know, I came to the gym, looked at him, I observed him and seen and watched him spar. You know, so now I can see what the strength points are and the weak points are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was able to narrow it down to say, this is what I'm going to do for Keith because I can see where he's strong.
But my thing is, how do you know which exercises translate best for a fighter? You know?
Well, you just put him to the test because knowing you don't know until you get that person with you,
mm-hmm.
you know? So again, you have to observe that individual to see his or her strong point. You know, in their body, you have to observe it.
Coach, so yeah. obviously you're saying that there's things that may work for Keith being a fighter that may not work for the next fighter, as far as like the strength and conditioning, So you may have to do certain things with Keith and maybe switch it up for the next fighter because their body may react differently. They may answer differently.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you say you train Booby?
Yeah, correct.
To get him ready for the NBA?
No.
Oh, wow,
no.
He's in the NBA.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
On his off season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember Booby. He was with Keisha Cole for a while, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Y'all remember Booby. It was awful. It's fucked up. This is going to sound bad, but I remember him from, I think he was like on Love & Hip Hop or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that's when I found out who he was, went back and did my research, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not a runner, man. I don't like running. I'm a heavyweight. That shit ain't good on my knees. You know, and stamina and endurance is kind of like the kryptonite of boxing. Like, you know, you go into certain gyms and it's painted on the wall, like stamina makes cowards out of men or something like that.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like, if you don't have it, you're going to look bad. You're going to want to quit. You want to fold. You're trying to get out the ring. So what would a person like myself and Danny, because he don't like to run. I at least don't like to run, but I know we need to run. So even yesterday, I'm like, yo, we should run around the building before we start.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Four.
But I'm going to tell you something. I did 7 years in the military, and, you know, we got to run through the fitness test.
Mm.
In between, I would never run, bro. I'd always do, like, another form of cardio. I fucking hate running.
No, I hear you. But when I did run, I lost the most weight of my life.
See, and then the thing with us, too, like, I'm used to running up there. Like, that's, like, another 2,000 feet high in altitude.
Up where?
In Indian Springs.
Like, oh, so you only got, he got to go to specific places to run. Check this guy out.
Nah, that's where the fuck I worked at. So that's where I had to run at. And, bro, I hated the air the air quality out here is fucking dog shit to begin with. Mm. Like, the air quality in Las Vegas is terrible. And then high altitude, you just, bro, you can't even fucking breathe. I'm like, motherfucker, I hated this shit. I hated this shit.
So what would you recommend to build stamina and endurance?
Man, the first thing first is to change your diet, man.
Okay. Well, we are actually, shout out to Foodie Fit. We are definitely, our diet has changed. I ain't gonna lie. I still intake some sugars. You know, I have a little Kit Kat here. But even my cookies are either keto cookies, distributed through Foodie Fit, the dieting company that we're using, meal prepping company that we're using. So outside of that, maybe some juice.
Okay, like fresh squeeze, pressed?
Absolutely not. Okay. Like Tropicana bought, store-bought.
Oh.
You know, powder iced tea.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's him, though. I'm doing...
You straight water at home?
Nah, like the most I do... Nah, at home, only water.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't have shit else but water. Like,
wow.
I seen some juice. My cousin had some juice another day. I'm looking at it,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to drink this shit. But,
damn.
But I will, like, in the mornings, I always have coffee, and I do put cream in it. No sugar.
I don't do no creamer.
But no sugar.
I'm black.
No sugar, but, you know, obviously the creamer.
And honestly, yeah. I keep telling them to cut that creamer because I just stopped that before I came to Vegas. And sugar, like regular white sugar and creamer, that shit had me with a big stomach. Like, I feel like cutting that out alone took down some energy.
Yeah, I don't do the sugar, but I do the creamer, so.
Because the sugar for real, it damaged your nerves.
Mm.
People don't know that it damaged your nerves and it damaged your brain cells.
How so?
Because whatever they have in there, you know, it damages it. So your body will look for that sugar when you don't have it. That's why a person can have a breakdown. You know what I mean? If they don't have that sugar in their body, it's like an addict.
No, it is like an addict because I swear to God, I'll eat a whole dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, man, I need a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I need something sweet.
You start fiending.
You do.
Yeah.
I ain't on front. I went to the ice cream shop last night. We found one.
Yeah.
You're terrible. Yeah. Motherfucker, bro.
But again, I'm not training to fight. I'm training to look good on camera.
Nah,
I can have a little snack.
Nah.
First of all, nobody, I mean, dudes my age ain't working out for as long as I'm working out or as hard as I'm working out. I ain't trying to hit that.
No, I seen you in the gym too, bro.
They ain't working out as hard as me.
That work when that bag, I saw you.
And I'm better now because I was out of shape then. We're going consistently now.
I'm already down, 25 pounds in less than 2 months.
Oh, salute.
And that's been mostly diet.
Yeah.
I'd say at least 15 pounds of that was diet because we wasn't working out consistently. And even now, at most we get in there 4 days a week.
Mm. Which is good for the common man.
No, it's good. It's good.
That's great.
It's good.
We went Saturday last week, and I like Saturdays. I want to keep going Saturdays, man. Because, you know, the weekend, your mind, you know, and your ladies, like, oh, let's go out to dinner. Nah, fuck, I ate this 1,200-calorie meal.
Yeah.
I'm used to these foodie fits. It should be like 320, 450.
Right, it's keeping you down.
Yeah, it's keeping me down.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, so those exercises, I forgot. Never, we cut you off and ran down the tangent.
But you was asking, you know, what could you do?
Yeah.
And I said the first thing you could do was change your diet. Your diet is everything, man, because that regulates the system, you know, in order for you to move that train. You gotta clear the smoke.
For sure. So we have done that, like I said. So now what would be our next step? Because we have been dealing with this meal prepping company for at least a month now, right?
It's been about a month and a half.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we've been back working out. So we'll do, usually it'll be a boxing workout, and then he'll do some weights after. I'll do cardio after, because I think with you trying to change more your physique.
Yeah, I want to look better.
And for me, obviously we want to look better, but I definitely want to lose weight. Like, I got up.
But he don't want to believe me. You the strength and conditioning coach. Isn't it better for him to implement some weights because muscle burns more fat, right?
Correct.
And
absolutely.
I didn't disagree. I just said I wasn't going to do it directly after my boxing
workout. But you could still do your little elliptical or cardio and get your fucking weights on because it's going to also tone your arms shoulders
for sure.
up.
For sure. For sure.
But you got to think, every time we did, all right, hurry up, because we got, bro, it's we always rushing to get somewhere.
I get it in. I mean, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
I couldn't do weights, but I definitely try to do three sets of three different exercises that pertain to weight. So, like, I'll do, let's say, bench press, maybe triceps, and then a leg press.
Yeah.
And then the next day, leg curls, lat pull downs, maybe biceps, you know what I'm saying? And just keep changing. But I do three sets of each. You be on your elliptical. He be here, like, on live. And I'm like, bro, come get some of these weights.
He be locked in for that cardio.
Sweating more than you, though.
Sweat.
I don't know, man. I use my watch. Listen, when you, like yesterday, yesterday I did flat bench, incline, and then dumbbells on the flat bench.
Isolation.
All supersets.
Isolation,
like, boom, boom, boom. Bro, when I got to them dumbbells, my spot Madison left, I was like, oh, shit, you can feel that. And then I tried to do the butterfly, but that machine's so new, I ain't really understand it. It had either C and G and go through numbers of 1, 2, 3. It was just crazy.
Mm.
But I was trying to do the wire chest press on that. It's just, I don't know, that shit felt fine. I felt like I was working out more my shoulders than my chest. But, yeah, man, we still ain't getting around to them exercises. That's stamina exercises. I need stamina exercise. Because right now I'm like, my cardio consists of jump rope.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get on next to him on the elliptical.
You say stamina, I would definitely say burpees.
Oh, wow.
Burpees for sure. Like, you can, that's a full body workout.
Mm.
You know.
It's funny, numerous people in the chat earlier was like burpees. Like, it was like, you do enough burpees that one person said, you do enough burpees, everybody gonna get abs. They're like, they may be hidden, but you'll have them.
That core gonna be strong.
Damn.
It's gonna be strong. Yeah.
I ain't never in my life had abs.
I might have been 17 because, you know, I played like Pop Warner, basketball, all that shit. I was on 3-man tournaments in the summer. So maybe at 17, I had abs by mistake. You know, I was thinner than my son. So I ain't seen that in a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm getting close.
You do some.
In terms of losing inches, like, I remember in 2017, I got a 4-pack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was training for that fight. I had a 4-pack. I couldn't get that bottom.
You had a 4-pack, huh?
At the top.
Yeah, at the top.
The four at the top. That was easy. I got the picture to show that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that bottom, I don't know about that bottom.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, all leg raises with those, you know? But burpees, mountain climbers, you know, you military, you, I mean.
I was Air Force, though. We were spoiled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we only did like.
So mountain climbers, huh?
Yeah, mountain climbers.
I could do those.
Yeah, kill them. Kill
them. I fucking hated
burpees. Those don't look as bad as burpees. Burpees is.
If you do them right,
you will feel those mountain climbers.
Mm.
They may not look as bad or as tough. They tough. They tough.
It's just hard to stay disciplined
mm-hmm.
on getting to the gym and actually doing core exercises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at it and it's like, damn, I've been here an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to do weights. Still got to shower.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this to you, though. You know, you should not be in the gym longer than an hour.
How?
Because
you shadow boxing four rounds.
Oh, you mean as boxing or?
Because I do it all.
Okay.
I ain't got time to come back twice a day. And that's what I was saying, that I don't like to lift
mm-hmm.
right after. Like when I play football, bro, we lifted in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after school, we have a full, you know, practice.
Yeah, but who the fuck got the luxury to go to the gym twice a day? That's a fighter who that's his job is to work on his body. Like me,
well,
I got to get there once, and that's it.
You come back tomorrow and do it. That's the dedication.
So then the next day is no boxing?
That's the dedication, though. Because
I love boxing. I need to box every day. I love doing pad work. I love hitting the bag, jump rope, all that. So I just do all that, then add in my strength.
See, I told him because mind you, we got a private gym.
Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, champ, let's lift in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Or I told him, I said, at least let's do one of our workouts
in the
morning.
We go live at 6 a.m. So what is he even talking about?
Bro, we could be in up from 4 to 5, shower. We got showers.
Bro, I'm old as hell. I already go to sleep at like 8, 9.
Yeah.
How I'm going to wake up or go to sleep earlier? Like,
it's
crazy.
It's 1 hour earlier, bro. Nah. Think about it. It's 1 hour earlier.
Mm. I'm good. Mm. But I'm going to try the mountain climber. I swear, they seem less, I'm less resistant to do those. Like, I think about abs and sit-ups, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
And we got the machine, though. How good is the machine? Should I stay away from it because I still got body fat? Is the one where you sit? You know, you put the weights on, but you...
Oh,
you
got, yeah. The pullover.
You got to pull it down.
Yeah, you know
should
what?
Should I stay away because I'm still too fat?
Nah. Because what you're doing, you're building your core.
Okay.
Strip, right? But once you strip that fat that you have, it'll still be there.
Okay.
You know, the strip. But, keep doing what you're doing.
Hmm.
Yeah, for sure. But
yeah,
just,
that little
just,
machine ain't
just,
feel hard either.
Just keep cutting that weight, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep cutting that weight.
Well, that's what the... jump rope and, you know, any other cardio, still waiting for you to give me some stamina. You said burpees, and that would definitely help.
And the mountain climbers.
Yeah.
Well, those would both help with cardio.
So, Coach,
sure.
you was talking about running hills.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I live in Henderson, so we actually have hills, but we got, obviously, the treadmill. So, what about doing shit on incline? It was something that I used to do that really helped me for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you replicate the hill through doing inclines
on the treadmill? Yeah, for sure, definitely. You
okay.
know, and I mean, the incline would definitely increase your stamina and your ability to continue to evolve or elevate with your cardiovascular.
Mm.
Yeah.
Am I tripping? I feel like when I'm on the incline, I almost feel it like in my core too, because you got to like keep yourself up. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're on the incline, you got to keep yourself up. So I don't know. I be feeling that shit like my lower. I don't know what it is.
And you know what? When you're on the incline on a treadmill, you see most people will hold the side of the rail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you don't want to do that because it's kind of like a support,
yeah.
Right? You want to let your hands by your side or move in motion, right? And you feel that actual incline for
mm-hmm.
real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because now you're moving like you're actually walking up a real hill. Up a real hill, you're not holding on to anything. You're moving in motion, right?
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you like this, to be honest with you, the toughest one that you really want to do to really build will be the Stairmaster.
I was about to say that. Like, my uncle used to love the Stairmaster, but I'm starting to see a lot of fighters do Stairmaster. But I feel like, how does that work when you're going so slow? It ain't like people running up the stairs. They're like, one,
no,
two.
It has levels.
No, I know it has levels, but
yeah.
I've never seen no one on a Stairmaster like
oh,
this.
Nah,
they more like one
that's
step,
that's
two
steps. That's an individual.
Mm.
Yeah, but it has levels to where
No, I know it has. Yeah, I've been on the Stairmasters.
But still, though, honestly.
We don't have one, though. And Bones don't got one.
Bones don't have one.
Honestly, though.
He had the, he got something, though. He does have, like, some push-down shit. Remember?
Yeah, you tried to get on it,
but it ain't work.
Yeah. Oh. Or either that or I couldn't figure this shit out. Yeah, no, I feel like even with the step, bro, you do that shit long enough, that shit'll kill you.
It's going to break you down.
I don't see how the people that do it, I mean, I take my hat off
to them. I see girls on it all the time.
No. I was going to say, you know, people, I take my hat off to them, but I don't see how they do it on 9/11. Mm-hmm. They'll put on the firefighters will put on their full get up and do the amount of stairs from like whatever.
Oh, wow.
You know, and you
but they go to a gym.
They'll go to a gym, obviously, and just do it on the Stairmaster. Oof. And it tells you how many stairs are.
Well, I mean, for them, that's good. Obviously, you know, you want to make sure that these firefighters can go up a certain amount of flight of steps with all the equipment to save some people's lives. But I got some questions for you, Derek. James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas says, what have you found to be the most discouraging thing about coaching?
An individual not believing in themselves.
Okay. That is frustrating, man. You got to constantly be someone's motivator or you see the potential in them that they can't see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Do you turn away? Does it turn you off? Or do you keep trying to bring that lion out of them?
I keep trying. I keep beating. Now, because
I like the word beating. I got to slow you down there because I'm a tough love kind of guy. Like, I'll tell him, I ain't being nice. It's like, what? Mm-mm. You quitting? Mm-mm. You pussy?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Okay, that's how you do it? 100%.
Okay. 100%.
Because some people are like, no, that's not, you know, they feel like that could be a little too aggressive.
No, it's not too aggressive because some people need that.
Exactly.
And they don't know that.
So, exactly. Coach, but you just got done saying that not every workout would work for the same people. So what if not everybody responds the same?
Well, that's the workout. That's not that ain't me. That ain't me.
The mindset.
Motivating for the mindset. Mm. It's different.
But I'm saying, you know, some people, they get going different. Like,
it's true.
That's
like,
true.
Like fighters. Some fighters fight down to their competition. Some fighters don't. Like, you know, everybody's different. I'm just saying, what if you come across that fighter that don't respond to
aggressive motivation?
To aggressive motivation. But you see, he got the talent.
Yeah.
You see, he liked that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're right though, because you know, some of you coaches, not just strength and conditioning, but coaches,
they
got to be fathers. Some of these kids need a father figure, and I could see what you're saying about someone being stern may be a turnoff, but I prefer it.
Yeah.
Tell me I ain't doing it right.
Yeah.
Tell me I need to do it better. Tell me I look like a girl. Fuck that, because I'm going to go harder.
Yeah.
I want to go harder. So I don't know. I prefer
it. I think, you know, and I agree with you. However, to answer your question too, I think what happens is now I got to change my tone, but I'm going to still be firm. You know, because delivery is everything, right? So if I deliver my message to that fighter, or even that individual, right? I'm a know how to respond to that individual while working with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, you should be self-motivated. No one should have to push you if you can't do it. But people, like, I am self-motivated. But it's not for everybody. You know, like my lady needs to be motivated, you know.
But I feel like we all do in times, though. It's times you don't want to do shit.
Yep.
I'm like, man, come on.
Or I might throw it out there, like subconsciously, I'll be like, I don't want to go to the gym. Yo, you trying to go to the gym? And you're like, yup. I'm like, oh, all right. And we go to the gym.
Yeah.
But so
he did that shit yesterday before he even finished. I'm like, yup.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
And I turned to him going when we went to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy. Thank God, anyway, that it's this easy. You know, I got my bag in the trunk. We got a personal gym. I got a shower with it. So it makes it super easy. I don't, it's like, I would be ashamed of myself if I didn't work out because they've made it so easy for me. It's
convenient.
It's never been this convenient.
Yeah.
See, some people got
I like being in Bones gym.
Yeah.
He only got one shower. That's the turnover. But like, I like being around y'all. It motivates. You know, you see sparring. You learning. It's just me and him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, me and him.
Yeah.
And then the pad guy.
Me and him and the pad guy.
Right.
And it's like, you ain't going no extra miles. You ain't hitting the bag longer if it ain't nobody there to be like, come on, Ness. You know what I'm saying? It's just, oh, I'm going off my watch. I'm going off the time. All right, it's time to go.
Right.
I want our gym to have people,
yeah,
man.
But to be fair.
And it's like I told him yesterday, we never going to spar. If we keep training there, we never spar.
Nah, but to be fair, the shit, we ain't even, like, up and running 100%. So I feel like.
Our gym, yeah, of course
so
not.
I feel like once we get it to where it need to be,
yeah,
of course we're going to have people there. We're going to have.
Yeah, but till then. It's just us.
Yeah.
Turn the lights on. We turn the lights off. It's
so,
like.
So y'all two should be y'all biggest motivators.
We are in a way.
Yeah.
We are in a way. But it's like I see he's getting frustrated with the pad man. Like he wants a little bit of constructive criticism.
Okay.
And he wants to be corrected.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not my role either. Like, yeah, I know about the sport, but I don't want to be his coach anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I think we need a real gym.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just for technique.
Yeah.
Just for the technique of the boxing, like, you know, to make sure we turn it over. Like, you need a coach to be like, yo, turn that jab over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, correct.
See,
correct.
And, like, the pad guy, you know, he definitely works this and shit, but, like,
he's
for
just
me,
more fitness.
Yeah, see.
He's like, all right, go around. So now we going around the ring.
Yeah.
So he's working your cardio at the same time.
Yeah.
So he's giving you the long-ass six-punch combinations.
He's building their endurance.
And yes, he is.
Definitely
doing
that. Let me tell you.
That is doing push-ups on the fucking gloves.
Nah,
crazy.
Let me tell you. I don't know. Devin was in camp at Bones, right?
Yeah.
And so a couple months ago, and we get a workout in, and we damn near done.
Yeah.
And then Coach Rodney called us, and he like, nah, y'all going to do this. And then Devin walked in.
He made us do like 500 jabs on each hand.
Yeah, it's 500 on each hand. Man, I get to throwing up and shit. I'm out of shape like a motherfucker, right? But I kept going. I'm cool, whatever. But my thing is, like, I get what he's saying because I'm like, damn, the champ just walked in. I can't stop.
Right.
I ain't the professional fighter, but I look like a bitch.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
100%.
But for me, I feel like it's all like in the head because, like, with him, he talk so much shit in the gym.
Yeah.
That don't, like, affect me none. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like if I catch myself doing something wrong, that pisses me off more than, like, anything he could say.
What, you know what, though? Hey, bro, when he talking his shit, you gotta get motivated off that shit. Like, you gotta respond back to that shit to see when he talking that shit.
But here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm a lot younger.
Okay.
But the thing is, I used to be like this hothead. I'm like, any motherfucker say some shit to me, I'm like, it's whatever. Like, but my thing is, I learned that no reaction is the best reaction. So it's like,
true.
Yeah, you calling me a fat bitch.
I don't be saying that, y'all. He wild.
He'll call me a fat bitch, but it's like.
He's lying. I don't say that.
No, I mean, whatever you be saying.
Okay, but not that.
Yeah. I mean, if you ain't saying bitch, you'll be like, oh, look, he threw the jab like a pussy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
So, but it's like, my thing is, bro, I ain't going to say shit to you. Now you just standing over there looking at me, talking to yourself.
Nah, you subconsciously thinking about that jab looking weak.
Nah, yeah, I'll make sure I'm like, all right, he talking shit. But if he talking shit about the jab, maybe I do need to correct my jab. Maybe I need to turn it over. Maybe I'm not bringing my jab back quick enough. Like, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm responding, I guess you're right, because I'm responding with what I do and how I react, but I'm not really responding to him verbally. You know
I can't believe they're saying I'm using a shower as an excuse. I think that's just because you haven't had the luxury. Like, I've been to gyms all over the world.
Yeah.
And mad world champs. Wilder, Bones, Top Rank. I can't think of another gym with a fucking shower.
Mm.
Not no boxing gym. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can't think of it. And I've been to a lot. Keith Thurman, Danny, like.
Gleason?
Actually, Danny got a shower.
Gleason's got a shower.
I ain't never see that shit.
Yeah.
And I've been to Gleason. Is it even, do people use it?
Yeah. When I went up in there, there was like a bunch of, you could tell they was like just rich guys that come in to work out in the morning. They all in the bathroom. I'm looking and shit. I'm like, not what I was expecting at Gleason's, but yeah.
Okay. I never even noticed the gym, the shower in Gleason's. But, yeah, that is a thing for me. Like, if I leave here and we get to the gym at 10 o'clock, I'm supposed to jump in my car and go back home sweaty. And I'm a sweater.
Right.
I'm a real, I sweat. So I'm like, hell no, I love that there's a shower over there. And a locker.
Yeah.
A locker.
Yeah.
With a locker. Yeah. I don't even got to bring my gloves home. No, I just take my change of clothes every day.
Coach, right. I'm going to put it to you like this.
Yeah.
The shower. I don't know about Ness because he's 6'5", tall as hell.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10", right?
Right.
I can literally stretch my arms out and I won't be touching like the walls in the shower.
Yeah, no.
I can.
So y'all good then.
Oh, we great.
Yeah.
And we got control of the Bluetooth. Like, again, I just need
more work.
Not just a coach. I need a sparring partner. Like, eventually I want to spar. And I mean, who the fuck am I sparring? It's nothing. It's me and him.
I've been telling them, coach, like, yo, get in the ring. Yo, if my jab that week, get in the ring.
We got questions for the coach.
Yeah.
Ruin of 504 New Orleans says, what's different about training boxers compared to other athletes?
I would say that's a good question. First, I would say definitely depending on what they're trying to work on. For an example, working with Booby, you know, he was trying to really increase his stamina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, overall, it depends. I can say it depends because most of it can be the same as well.
Mm.
You know. Because it's about really having that balance, you know. So I can definitely say that's a tough question.
So you don't think there's a difference in training two separate athletes?
It's a difference.
But the exercises are pretty much the same.
Correct.
Because I can see, like, if a basketball player wants stamina so that he could play tighter D, because that takes a lot of energy to be up on somebody trying to, you know, strip them.
Yeah.
You got to be on them. You got to have a lot of stamina to stay on them and be on top of them. That's kind of the same as high-intensity activity from a fighter, being on top of somebody like Mexican style, quote-unquote.
Yeah, because that individual, like in basketball, I've seen basketball coaches use different drills.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own type of drills they use to keep their players – moving a certain type of way.
Yeah, like suicides is the simplest thing.
Yeah, correct.
Stop and go. So it's kind of replicating sprints anyway.
Correct.
You know? I got Brandon in Houston says, have you ever dealt with a fighter that just simply could not hold up the nutrition side of his training? If so, how much harder did it make your job, and how did you deal with it?
I never had a fighter thus far that had an issue with his nutritional side. It was telling me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes an individual can get by themselves and do things.
And keep it away from you anyway.
Correct.
What about an athlete? Any other athlete you trained that, you know, is like, man, yeah, this guy was great, but, you know, he...
Nah, he was dead serious about his work.
Okay.
Yeah.
The best dad ever, also from Baltimore, says, you made it out the jungle and be more, so we more alike than anything. It's tank all day, every day.
Mm.
You got my respect. Next time in Baltimore... getting work in is a must. Keep pushing.
Man, salute. Will do for sure.
Right? James Benitez in Huntsville, Alabama says, our host, Nestor Gibbs, is a Border Wars champ, 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
As has some skill but lost a sparring But lost a sparring session to Sean Porter. Do you feel you can build him up? Build up Ness to be a pro fighter, and where would you start? Because he used to say he can compete with some heavyweight.
So, absolutely, I would.
So honestly, I still feel like I can compete. Come on, man. It's some heavyweights. I ain't talking about on TV. Not everybody on TV.
Yeah.
But there's some fucking heavy. I call shows in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, man, I'll knock this motherfucker out straight up. I swear to God. The Bully. My man like 46, 56 years old. He from out here. His name is like Roberto the Bully, some shit. Get the fuck out of here. That's somebody's grandfather, bro. There are some people I will at least get a fucking decision on in a 4-round fight.
Yeah.
Bro, you could be somebody's grandfather. What you talking about?
Fuck out of here, bro. I say I'm old. I'm nowhere near that old.
Bro,
you
think your son ain't fucking? Come on, bro. You definitely could be a grandfather by now.
I mean, yeah, but he ain't make me one. My son is pretty. Shout out to my son. He doing me right.
Shout out to your son, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, he's got nobody pregnant. Yeah. Fuck that. That's a mistake. It's too. So I was just telling him, like, don't do it, baby. You 25. Keep on trucking, man. You don't need that shit.
Mm-mm. No, look, just have your kids out of the way by the time you're 40, like me.
I don't know, man. Because you got your kid. You be having to run home. I don't like that. I don't want Peter on me, but I'm already tired of my dogs, man. I don't like running home no more. Like, for real. Like, I got to worry about the dogs and can't go on vacation and who going to house it and are they going to treat them the way you treat them? It's like, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a dog. Imagine you get kids. You don't want to go through that. My kid's growing. I'm done.
And to answer that question, I would definitely look on your conditioning all the way first as a heavyweight.
Yeah, and I think that's where most heavyweights are lacking. That's why Fury was so good and Jared Anderson is so good because these, you know, heavyweights that do have stamina and agility, mm-hmm. they can separate themselves. Mm-hmm. But that's always going to be my issue, man. I am a chronic smoker.
Mm.
Dispensary is always open. Shout out to Harding, our partners that keep us with the best and the greatest. Mm. So I do smoke out of cones, so it's hemp, but I feel like it's still smoke. Like,
correct.
I'm still fucking up them lungs in one way or another.
All that work you put in, you like kind of, you take it away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I will say this. There are cases, like mm-hmm. we can Google runners. Mm-hmm. You know, it's called runners high. Marathon runners love to smoke before they run. I know fighters that smoke, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I've smoked with fighters. Some people can get it off, you know. I don't know. Maybe it's just not me. And again, I'm older. But yeah, not everybody is affected with marijuana.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna speak on that, and that's because my opinion, my perspective is that those individuals that have reached that elite level have built over the course of time
tolerance
of their body before they became that smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So their body know how to respond to just what they normally know how to do, and that's get it in. So if they do smoke, it won't affect them as if it is.
Bro, I will smoke literally before a 3-mile run.
Nah, it's
It's better. I throw them headphones on. Now I'm high as fuck. That music feels right. The scene, I'm looking at the tree, and you just go. You chilling, you know? Mm-hmm. You try to get into a rhythm.
I ain't tried it yet, but I had a friend, mind you, I was in the Air Force, so like I said, we would have to run a mile and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had like 13 minutes and 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard to do. But I had a friend, so we would do like the push-up, sit-ups, everything before the run. So they gave you 5 minutes from that to the run. He would go to his car and smoke a Black & Mild. He ain't going to finish it, but he'd smoke a Black & Mild. Mm. He like, bro, that shit opened my lungs up. Run a mile and a half in like 9 minutes.
Ooh, that's
nine,
good.
Ten,
yeah.
nine,
mile and a half? That's
and
good.
A half,
well,
yeah.
Maybe it might open it up for that moment.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So, because I ain't going to lie, I tried it one time. I fucking hated it, bro.
Yeah,
I was dying. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, tobacco itself fucks you up. Like, if somebody passed me a joint, like, you know, Jamaicans love crushing tobacco or Fonsum Leaf in their shit, or, you know, some people we might smoke might be swishing. You take that should be, I stay away from tobacco. I'm no good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the last question from everybody. Coach Derek, can you give out your social media? Let everybody know where they can follow you.
Yes, I am Derek Jackson. I am Derek Jackson.
All right, we're going to take a quick intermission and take this picture, and we'll be right back. Our next guest should be here or coming here. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Right.
The darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time, having fun and lapping up, no problem. You're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights. I've been in the dark, in the trenches, in the gym.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
And the new IBO, WBO, WBA, WBC franchise, Red Ring Magazine.
Hey, Boston, when does camp start? Camp started as soon as I paid Tia for my Lakers. As soon as I batted him and took all his belts, camp started the next day.
What a run! From Gertrude Bolton! And the takeover went down!
He's a good
villain, though.
He's a villain.
Could have bought anybody. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt. But he says, finish his fight as a king. What's a king to an emperor?
Yo, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So, who's on Discord? Nobody. Block Talk. Oh, shit, Nez GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Early day.
We got some super chat.
Let's get to it.
Hold on. Fuck it.
Hey, yo, let's get to it.
My bad. I switched accounts on accident.
Hey, yo, let's get to it.
Who we got on the Discord, though?
Nah, we good. They said we out, bro. So we got Steve Monio that says, Buenos dias, de lo mio. Question, if Robert Garcia gets AJ to KO Usyk, does that make him trainer of the year? Bam, the youngest world champ. You know, AJ is such a high-profile fighter that anything, that a lot of good is going to come out of that if Robert could get the win. Does he get trainer of the year? I don't know. But I know a lot of good will come from that. Big fat $10 from Newark. Shout out to the 973. They always whip me. And he says, that's cute from Newark. He said, Danny gets dominated at 54. The Conor fight at 47 is way better fight. Money fans, easier to make. The way Charlo calling for Tim make me feel like he know he will beat his ass. TBV killing shit.
Ken Stone with a $2 super chat saying, AJ getting stopped by Big Loma this time around.
Julio Lopez says, damn, Ness, why are you talking to ring walk like that? What the hell I said to you?
Nah, because when you was calling me a bitch in the gym.
Why you said that? You said that. I never said that.
Adam Shelton with a $5 says, I wish you guys would have made it to Canastota, New York for the Hall of Fame.
It was incredible.
Last weekend. It was incredible.
Marky B. Year says, I think Ringwalk would catch Ness. It looked like Keith Thurman against Diego Chavez.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Looks like our last guest. My man is, that's the wrong soundbite to play.
Let's go! It was the one next to him.
Yeah. So it looks like Coach Larry Wade is not going to make it. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Peace.
Ringwalk Danny, Nez GTO, the boxing voice. We are one.
Peace.
Bye. Ain't no-